We are live. This is so exciting. Oh my God, look at that. There's already 100 of you within like 1 second of us being here. This is so wonderful. Hi, everyone. Welcome to CEO School Experience. We're about to kick off here. We've got so many different components right now happening today. My heart is literally racing through the roof right now. I took the last 10 minutes to just calm myself down in the bathroom, wrote out my affirmations, and as soon as I got on live here, and then the ticker started, the 60-second countdown started, it like all went away. And I was just telling my team, like, it's just such a privilege to be here to coach you, to teach you from going from entrepreneur to CEO. I cannot wait to get started. Team, it's in your hands. Let's do this.
Hi, I'm Sanera Madani, and I'm a mom of two, a daughter of an immigrant, and an unlikely entrepreneur who went from scaling an idea to a billion-dollar business. Yes, a billion-dollar business. Since I never went to CEO school, I've had to learn it all the hard way, but you shouldn't have to, because we believe that you deserve to have it all. And honestly, nothing bad happens when women make more money. Grab a seat because class is officially in session.
I'm late to my next meeting. Sal's gonna fucking kill me. Oh my God, I love that intro. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the CEO School live experience. I have never put on a four-day workshop, program, event before, and I'm so excited to deliver jam-packed value to every single entrepreneur in the room today. And a huge part of a live energy is really the chat bot. So for me, I want to see, I can't see your beautiful faces, but I want to feel your energy. Energy to me is so important. The more energy I get, the better I can deliver for you and the better my entire team can deliver for you. We've got our entire team here. We have our producers, we have our copywriters, we have our launch managers, we have our program specialists, we have our social media specialists. Everyone is here. Make sure you are tagging along at CEO School, at Sanera Madani, and sending us your love online, inviting everybody to be here as well. So let's get started because we have a jam-packed session for the next hour. And my goal is to get you out of here in time. Girl, could you help me share the screen? It is sharing. Fantastic. Here we go. So welcome to the CEO School Experience. I'm your host, Sanera Madani, CEO and founder of a payment technology company called Stax Payments, and CEO and founder of CEO School, a top 100 podcast, as well as CEO programs for female entrepreneurs globally. For the next 4 days, I'm going to help you go from becoming an entrepreneur to a CEO. And just to make sure that you are in the right room today, because we want to make sure that this is jam-packed value for you, if you are a successful entrepreneur, and remember, success is defined by your own measure. So if you are an entrepreneur, this is the room for you. It is not easy to be an entrepreneur, but you did it. You are here. You have started a business. You have founded a company. You might have very, very little sales, and that's absolutely okay. Or you could be a seven-figure entrepreneur, and you are welcome here too. You are going to get so much value because you're ready to take your business to the next level, whatever that next level looks like for your business. Whether you are a starting entrepreneur that's looking to scale to six figures, whether you're a six-figure entrepreneur looking to scale to seven figures and beyond, you want to have a plan that feels aligned and doable. You also want to make sure that you're not burnt out and that you feel like you're having to wear every single hat in your business. You're frustrated. You're tired. You know you need a skill. You kind of know how, but you don't know how to put those systems in place. You know that your product is unbelievable. You've provided something that has value. You are very excited for your product and bringing this product to life, and you have customers already that are using this product, but you want your product to be great. Whether that means automating your product so you can work on your next product line, expanding your product experience, or even something completely different. And you are ready to let go of control as an entrepreneur. I know, ladies, this is a tough one, but it's so important for us to go from being an entrepreneur, a founder, wearing all of these different hats, to actually going to become a CEO. And a CEO takes back freedom of their time so that they can strategically work on the business, not in the business at a constant. So if this is you, let me know in the chat, because I want to see where you are in your journey, where you are in your level of entrepreneurship, where you're tuning in from, and what you're looking to achieve as the next scale level for you. I love it. Angelique is ready to scale to 9 figures in her business. Tanya is ready to level up. You're in the right room, Tanya, to level up. I'm so excited that you are here. Oh, we've got Orlando, well, Ormond Beach, but we got Florida in the house, and a mother. And that is exactly the perfect place for you to be, is with your child. And I want to make sure that as women, we have so many things that we are constantly having to be in charge of: mental pressures, work pressures, family pressures, and we want to scale our business. But one thing that's super important and grounding is our CEO habits. So for today's class, we're actually going to cover major lessons that I have learned in becoming a 9-figure CEO and the habits that keep me in check to ensure that I can stay focused, I can stay aligned with my values, I can build the business of my dreams while not sacrificing my mental health, while not sacrificing the time that I have with my precious family and friends and the things that I absolutely love. I'm also going to be talking about scalability. This is probably the most important part of this workshop. I bet this is why you are here today. Let me know if you are here for scalability for this experience. And I'm going to teach you something I call 10X scalability. Why the number 10X? You'll find out here shortly on why 10X, but I want your business to grow 10 times. And I don't want you to work 10 times harder. I want the business to work for you. I want your systems to work for you. And that is 10X scalability. Scalability comes from people. Scalability comes from processes. And scalability comes from process. That is a definition of scalability, and we're going to be unblocking and covering my systems for scalability. We're also going to do live coaching. And so I'm going to share that. I'll share the details on the live coaching, but it's going to be epic. And I'm going to take you on your roadmap to 2%. So today, on day one, it's $1 billion CEO secrets. Day two is scalability. Day three are the live question and answers and hot seat coaching. The values that I have learned and the things that I wish I knew sooner in my journey. That is what I'm going to give you today, are my top 10 lessons as a CEO and how I went from entrepreneur, shifting that mindset, shifting my power into becoming a CEO. So that is what we're going to do today and to uncover that. Tomorrow on Tuesday, we're going to be doing our scalability workshop. Again, in 1 hour, I'm going to cover jam-packed value on what it takes to actually scale your business to that next level. We're actually going to define what is that next level? What is that definition of success? And how we're going to get there, again, is through the three things that I talked about. It's going to be through people, it's going to be through processes, and it's going to be through profits. On day three, which is Wednesday, we're going to do live coaching and hot seats. This is probably going to be my personal favorite day. This is something that I absolutely enjoy with my community at CEO School, and I cannot wait to show you live on how we do that. There will be a hot seat application, so we're going to be doing 3 hot seats, and we're going to deep dive into your specific business. But don't worry, over the next 2 days, the questions that you have on scalability, on going from entrepreneur to CEO, and any questions that you have in the workbook as well, we're going to be going through and making sure you're going to get a jam-packed live coaching session that's going to be applicable to any industry type for scaling. Right? This experience is not just designed for one type of entrepreneur in mind. It is designed for every scaling entrepreneur. So day three, we'll link below on how you can apply to be part of our hot seats and where to submit your questions. day four, which is our final day on Thursday, which is the road to 2%. And that is where we're going to take the lessons on scalability, on power, on pitch, on mindset, and all the things we're going to learn from day one through three and scale it to the next level. When I learned the statistic that less than 2% of female founders ever broke $1 million in revenue, that is when I became obsessed with my impact and how we're going to change the world together. And I know that my experience in the last decade, 10 years of me actually running a business and going from founder to CEO, that experience is invaluable. But I've learned so many lessons along the way that I want to share with you. My exact systems, my playbooks, how to hire, how to fire, how to actually scale a team, and the roadmap that it takes for you to get there. And so Thursday, we're going to go deep into what that actual roadmap looks like and how you can take my roadmap and apply it to your specific business. So how are you going to get the most out of these next 4 days? I know this event is free, and I'm so excited that there's so many of you here that are going to get value from this. My biggest ask is to treat this as a paid experience, right? If we're going to treat this as an experience that we have already paid for, you're going to show up better. So don't treat this like a free experience. We don't want to charge because we know we're going to bring in the value and it's going to translate for you and for us. And we're going to jam pack it with value. But I want you to honor your calendar. Today we're here at 11, but tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to be 12 noon EST. Okay. So make sure that you have your timing right. Make sure that you have it locked into your calendar and make sure that you show up with the right mindset to work. I'm going to give you homework assignment every single day. The more that you put in, the more that you're going to get out. And I can guarantee you that by the end of the week, you're going to leave with an incredible, incredible playbook, right? A playbook to scale. A playbook that's designed for your business, a playbook that's designed to determine what your definition of success looks like, not the world's definition of success, whether that be more profit, whether that be more revenue, whether that be hiring a dream team, whether that be landing the PR and visibility for your business so you can reach more impact, or lastly, whether that be just gaining your time back so you can get your mindset right and not have to be stressed all the time in scaling, that you can have ease and abundance. We're going to define what that looks like for you because you truly deserve to have it all. And I'm going to show you the way. I'm going to hold your hand every step of the way. I love you all so very much. And this is also why I love you, is I want to make sure that accessibility is super, super important to me. Representation matters. I want to ensure that all of you leave here with just unbelievable value, but I also want to deliver more. Our team has put together an amazing scholarship contest and opportunity, and the details I'll share at the end, where you can win so many incredible prizes, programming to the CEO School program. You'll receive access to the club. You'll receive one-on-one mentorship. You'll receive hot seats, so many amazing things. We'll share the details at the end of the module on how you can apply and continue on this journey. So without further ado, let's get started on today's topic. And today, I want you to get focused, right? I want you to remove any distractions. I want you to block off this time. We have 50 minutes together. Grab your notebook, okay? And grab a pen and paper. However you do this, I want you to be taking notes alongside with me. I want you to also have fun. This is, like, most importantly, I want you to have fun. I want you to participate in the chat. My team is sharing live Q&A with me right now, and I just want to feel your energy. I want you to be fully committed to this experience. We are all fully committed to getting each and every single one of you there. So who's ready? Tell me who's ready. Who's excited? Let me know. I want to see this chat blow up. I'm so excited that you're excited. It makes me so excited. So let's do it. Oh my God, we have a father in the room. I love it. Welcome. I will be talking a lot to the ladies, so don't mind me. But we're welcoming you here today. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. $1 billion CEO secrets. All right, ladies and gentlemen. When my team asked me to actually sit there and write my biggest, most deepest lessons, I literally had a workbook that was so long, so many lessons. But you know what I realized? That most of these lessons that I ended up writing down, they all were actually themed. and they were around a singular theme point. So what I did was, instead of getting into the specifics, I ended up getting into the themes of what these lessons are. These lessons that I'm going to share with you, I'm going to get really vulnerable. This is my life story as CEO. I have had the most ridiculous experience. I want to show you that you can be as well, whatever that looks like. But these lessons, I'm going to get deep. I'm going to get vulnerable. To get started, I want you to know a little bit about my story and a little bit about my background. When I was 26 years old, I had no money in my bank account, very little experience, and I decided to start a technology company. My background was in payment processing. I was working for corporate America. I probably had 3 different corporate positions at that time, graduated from University of Florida with a degree in finance and marketing. I was the first person in my family to graduate college because I come from a family of immigrants. My parents immigrated here from Karachi, Pakistan. I grew up in the most unbelievable household where family values, everything was around the dinner table. We worked so extremely hard as a family. My dad always said, one team, one dream. And we were part of that one team and one dream. And their American dream was to send myself and my brother Sal to a university, right? They didn't have an education, but I grew up around entrepreneurship. Not the entrepreneurship that I'm sharing with you today, the sexy on Instagram, the internet of entrepreneurship. I grew up around small business my entire life, cafes, restaurants, convenience stores. And my parents literally bought one business and scaled to the next business and to the next business. As a young child, my brother and I literally worked in every single business that our parents had. Like at the age of 9, I was probably stocking shelves. At the age of 15, I was doing payroll. When I had to wear my parents had a Church's Chicken, and Sal and I would literally, our summer, like we have to stand in a chicken suit in the heat, in the Texas heat, to attract customers into a Church's Chicken. So I've literally had every single job imaginable since a very, very young age. But that was, I never realized it until now that that was my MBA. And I was a reluctant entrepreneur. I was working for corporate America. I was working in the payment card industry. And I had this idea that subscription flat rate transactions should exist. And I saw where the market was headed and where my company wasn't. And I pitched this idea to my male bosses. I was in finance, super, super male dominated. There wasn't one woman in leadership, not a single woman in a leadership position at any of the companies that I worked for. I didn't have a sponsor. I didn't have mentors. I didn't have the experience, but I went and I sold and I pitched the biggest pitch of my life to say that why this company is going to go to the next level for the company that I worked for. And guess what? It was rejected. I wasn't taken seriously. I was literally laughed out of the boardroom. I was told that I needed to go back and do my job and not to worry about things that are outside of my pay grade. And at that moment, I knew that that company wasn't for me. I left and I went back home literally depressed that I didn't know how. I didn't even have a job. I didn't want to go work back for this company. I didn't know how to get this started, but I believed in this mission. I believed in this idea I had. I then went and I pitched this idea to every bank and processor that I could, even getting just like getting a meeting with some of these bankers, getting a meeting with investors was so difficult. But climbing through every milestone, I got it. I got the meeting. I got in the room. I got into the table. But I never had a seat at the table. I was rejected again and again and again and again and again and again for an entire 18 months. Nothing. I had to move back into my parents' house, literally depleted my bank account, and I was literally living in my old bedroom while I was trying to figure out what I was going to do next. Until one dinner, sitting with my family, my brother and my family looked at me and said, why are you trying to pitch this to everybody else? Why don't you just go do this? What have you got to lose? And I said, I don't have the experience. And I remember at that time that I was the only one that didn't believe in me. Everyone around me believed in me. But my confidence was at its lowest. Representation matters. Because if I had seen another woman, if I had seen more minorities, if I had seen people's ideas at even a young age, right? There were so many things that were stacked against me. But if I had seen that, maybe I could have found that voice within. But I didn't. I was the last person to bet on me. And I don't want that experience for you. I want you to take a bet on yourself. Because if I didn't take the bet, guess what? That little company, that idea that I had, is now worth $1 billion. We've processed 23 billion in payments. We have 30,000 customers. 23 billion in payments are running through an ecosystem that I created in my head that could have never gone off the ground. We have 300 team members at Stax, 278 as of today, plus interns and contractors. That is 300 families that my ecosystem has created. And I have not only a job that I love, I have a company that I'm so passionate about, and we're disrupting an industry. When I was going through this journey, the last thing that I realized when I was scaling was that I was still alone as I was building. I didn't go to CEO school. I didn't have the knowledge. And I saw that knowledge was shared from the good old boys club, right? All of the bankers knew the bankers. All of the VCs and investment partners knew the investment partners. Scaling playbooks, nobody shared with me. I didn't even know how to get a mentor, right? I didn't know where to go ask for help. There wasn't a seat available for me. So I knew I had to go build my own table. I started sharing my journey online, on Instagram with all of you, and sharing how hard it was because I was so frustrated with what the internet was showing as what entrepreneurship was. That was not my entrepreneurial journey. I wasn't an overnight success. I was struggling. I was pregnant. I was trying to have a family and build this business. I had responsibilities. And although I knew my business was scaling, everything was broken. I didn't know how to get to that next level. And so I was sharing, and I was sharing, and I was asking for help. And I had to create all of these playbooks and so many learnings. And I wish, honestly, I look back over the last decade, if I had somebody share these things with me, I probably could have shaved off like 5 years of my journey with someone else's learnings and someone else's playbooks. And that's where I vowed that I'm not going to use my experience and let that go to waste just to go build Stax. My experience matters. The experience that I have, if that can shape your business, and I can bring in not only my experience, but experience from other successful women in business. I was tired of learning from the finance bros. I was tired of learning from pale, male, and stale executives. I wanted to learn from women who were like me, who were mothers, who were entrepreneurs, who were dreamers, who also wanted a seat at the table, who just wanted equal opportunity to go build their business of their dreams. And that is why I started CEO School. And I'm so honored that all of you are here today. And this entrepreneurial journey is difficult. It's overwhelming. You feel tired. I was feeling overworked and confused all the time. I want you to tell me where you are. Where are you in your entrepreneurial journey? Are you overwhelmed? Are you wearing many different hats? Overworked? All of the above. I know you can relate with me. And what I want you to know that it's okay. It's okay. We've all been there. And that's part of it. I was you. I was you as well. I was working late nights, burnt out, trying to do everything. I was working in my business and not on my business. And I'm going to share with you some of my opportunities and mistakes that literally have cost me millions so that you don't have to. So the first secret of today's lessons is it's okay. Entrepreneurship is hard. It is hard. If it was easy, everybody would do it, right? And there are more entrepreneurs starting today than there were last year and there were a year before. But I will tell you is that it's easy to actually start a business. Anyone can start a business today. You can have an e-commerce business. You can literally start a business. You could sell widgets and pencils. You could start a software company. You could be a coach for something. It is actually not hard to start a business. It's not hard. What is hard is scaling your business. Let's see where these entrepreneurs are a year from today, and if they last, if it's longevity. And the businesses that are successful have to put in the work. And my first lesson and my first big secret is I want you to give yourself grace that it is hard. It's supposed to be hard. What makes it easier is an amazing community. What makes it easier is having a support system. But it's okay. It is hard.
And it went like.
I love that video. It gives me goosebumps every time I watch it because it is possible, right? I have gone through every single experience I promise you that you're going through. whether it came from legal nightmares, whether it came from not making payroll, whether it came from being rejected, whether it was lack of confidence, imposter syndrome, having and raising a family, raising, you don't even have to have investors, but thinking about capital and how to scale. I have literally been through every single one of the scenarios. And I was an unlikely CEO, but not anymore. I was tired, and I'm still fucking sick and tired of everybody telling me what a CEO is supposed to look like. I am living proof today, and you are living proof today, that we are all CEOs. We deserve our own table, and we deserve to be treated as CEOs. And we're going to scale our businesses as CEOs, regardless of our socioeconomic background, regardless of our education, regardless of our experience, regardless of our life dreams, regardless of our multi-passionate projects that we have. We are CEOs. I am a CEO. And it took me 10 years to figure that out. And I want you, in 4 days, I'm going to get you there. You are a CEO of your business. And I want you to declare, I am a CEO today. Declare it. Let's write that down. I want to see all of you write it back to me. You are the CEO of your business. And yes, it's totally normal to be this fired up when you're around any of our workshops. I feel so fired up. Amazing. You are a CEO. Let me see them chime through. There we go. You are a CEO. It is powerful. And the next lesson is, why not you? I wish somebody had told me that earlier. I didn't even know I could go build a $1 million business, let alone a $1 billion business. But why not? Why are we holding ourselves back? Who is holding ourselves back? Let's uncap what that success looks like. We define success on other people's terms all the time. And the reason why we can't see ourselves in the seat is because there's not that many of us in the seat ahead. When we see success, success begets success. That's it. If we've all moved into different circles, right? We've all come and we say we have to release the past. We have to release even sometimes our old friends, toxic cultures, and things that are holding us back. When you enter a new room, a smarter room, guess what happens? You level up with that room. Always. It is guaranteed. There are science, facts, data, everything to back it. You never want to be the smartest person in the room. So check out your surroundings. Are you in a powerful room? So you can see, why not you? And when you see another woman succeed, it will inspire you that you can do it too. And that is the goal, right? That is the goal of building a community so strong that we're literally constantly moving up together. Why not you? And I have a little homework assignment for you today. We've got 30 minutes. We've got lots to cover. So you're going to have to do this at the end tonight. Okay. At the end of this workshop, I'm going to give you an entire workbook. Okay. So we're going to work through that workbook. You're not going to get through that workbook today. You're going to get through that workbook over the next week. But tonight, as a journal exercise, when you have time today, I want you to take credit. I want you to take credit because sometimes as women, we literally are the last people to give ourselves credit. You have gotten this far. You showed up here today. You have literally unblocked so many unblockers already. And I believe that the first piece of becoming a CEO is the power. It's your mindset. And you have to change your mindset to enter into a new room, to get to that next level. You have built something fantastic. You are a CEO and you are committed to learning and growing. That is what you need to take credit for. Today, I want you to write a gratitude letter to your past self or a letter to your future self. You can do both if you're feeling up for the extra credit. But a gratitude letter is something that you write and you thank yourself. I want you to talk to yourself in third person, saying, Sunira, I'm so proud of you. And here are the reasons I'm so proud of you. Thank her for getting through all of those difficult times, staying positive, committed to growth, whatever you want to thank your past self for. And then I want you to write a letter to your future self. Thank her for leveling up, for not giving up, for pushing through this, for actually spending time in this process to scale the business, to looking at things in a new way, for committing to the next level, and for getting her there. This exercise may seem a little woo-woo. I promise you, it's so impactful. It's so powerful. I want you to do this today, okay? At the end of the workshop, I'm going to give you a workbook. Everything will be here. We're going to take you through the next 4 days. Secret number three is that you do have what it takes. Why not you, right? And you actually already have the power within you. Ladies, I didn't go to CEO school. I know a lot of you look up to me, and sometimes that baffles me. I literally tell my team every day, I'm like, I can't believe that, like, the messages I get. I show up here for all of you. I'm inspired by you, but I'm learning. I have a job every single day that was bigger than the one that I had yesterday. Every single day I show up for a harder job. That's what CEO is all about, right? Every day as CEO, you are stepping into a higher job, bigger job description, bigger profits, bigger team, bigger challenges than the one you had yesterday. And you do have what it takes. Why? Because you're committed to growth and your experience matters. You can't discount all the years of experience that you already have. And you actually have everything that it takes because I'm telling you, I didn't go to CEO school. There is no such thing, right? That's the biggest myth about CEO school, that it is a journey. And you absolutely have what it takes because we're going to get you all the resources. What you have is resiliency. As long as what you have is the ability to solve problems, that is the only trait that you need to be a successful CEO. That's it, plain and simple. Can you solve problems? Yes. Can you do hard things? Yes. But you do have what it takes. And literally, I wanted to show that it is possible, right? Doing it all of the things are absolutely possible, but it is that journey, right? It doesn't just happen overnight. There you see me with my like 11-month-old probably at that time on my back working. This was during COVID, while I was managing a pandemic and scaling a company. We've gone through the craziest last few years of our lives, the craziest in every which way. And although there was so much, it was so hard, what's so beautiful is that there were so many lessons that came from that. Everybody went through a hard time together. The world went through a hard time together. And what it shows us is that we can do hard things and that you really can have it all. But I want you to decide what all looks like for you, not on anybody else's term. That is a definition of success. You deserve to have it all. That's it. That's the mantra. That is the goal for CEO school. I want you to have whatever that all is, whether that's success in your finances, whether that's success in your time, whatever the business of your dreams looks like, whether that's impact, whether it's mission, whether it's the hobbies that you want, even the fitness, even the mindset, whether it's your dream home, whether it's taking care of your parents, whether it's making your kids proud, you deserve to have whatever all looks like on your terms. But here's the caveat. The biggest lesson is just not at the same time. It's so important for you to get focused. I was all over the place. I was trying to do everything and I was so burnt out. And once you define what that all looks like, it's so important for you to have a project map, a timeline, actual scalability. How are we going to get there? You've heard it. You get there by chewing the elephant one bite at a time. Every time I'm frantic or things aren't working my way, I always realize I'm trying to do too much and that everything's breaking. But when you have the right systems in place, you stay focused on the biggest goals, everything is actually achievable. I want to share with you something that's happening this week right now. This is honestly the craziest week of my life. This is how like the universe tests me as like a person all the time. It's like, dear God, can you just give me a break? But no, right? The universe wants to test you. This week, every single piece of my world is colliding. This is my launch week. I've literally worked with my entire team for the last like a year on this product, but the last 6 months, we've all literally put in hours and hours worth of work. It is the actual week of execution. There's 6,000 of you and growing signed up for this incredible experience for the next few days. It was amazing. It's this week. Guess what? Literally right after this at 12:30, my flight leaves to go hop onto a plane to Knoxville for a board meeting. It's also board meeting week. It was supposed to be before, but of course it gets moved up. So I have to go deliver my board meeting here shortly. On Thursday, which is, I have to be in New York City for an incredible Eve dinner with this like amazing celebrity Eve dinner that we're throwing. It's an amazing PR event. I'm getting to meet some of like my most inspiring South Asian influencers all in one room with the dinner that I'm throwing. That's also this week. And then of course, operationally, all the things. And like, it's because it's like the last 2 weeks of school, my kids literally have every activity and like crazy hair day and whatever else life wants to throw on a mom is also this week. My husband, who was supposed to be here this week, has to go to Naples. My mom, who was always usually helping out, her store manager is sick. And so the world this week is every single thing. But you know what? I actually feel totally fine. I feel so sane. I feel so supported because I have the right systems in place, right? I have my time figured out. I know exactly what needs to get done across all of these worlds. And that's how I'm able to do it all because I was focused. I put in the time. It doesn't happen overnight, but it happens. And the reminder, the key to your success is to be the most intentional with your time. It is the highest, most amazing commodity that we have. That's it. That's the one resource that we all have that's the same as any individual. No one has any more or less. And that is the most precious currency that we have. We have to use our time efficiently and effectively. And so if that doesn't, I hope that doesn't scare you. I hope that inspires you. But I'm going to do it this week and I'm going to do it with ease. I'm going to do it a little bit like, is it all going to work out? But it will, because I trust in my systems. I trust in my teams that I've built. I have trust in where everyone is spending their time. And I'm going to talk about time here for a second. This is a homework. I have given you all this homework. If you've shown up to any of my live classes before, you know that this is something I bring up every single time, which is doing a time audit. You cannot change what you can't measure, and you can never get back your time. Value your time as a CEO. Every CEO values their time. That's why CEOs' time is so precious, right? I want you to do this exercise. All right. And if you have a CEO school planner, amazing, because it's going to help you do that. If you don't worry about it. It'll be in the worksheets. I want you to create a time audit for the next 3 days. Later on, and later through the workshops, we're going to do this for your team and then driving what the systems of scale look like. But I want you to take your time. And for this week, I want you to actually track on a day-to-day, where are you spending your time? So start back from this morning, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, where are you spending your time? And I want you to write it down. And what it's going to do is it's going to help you understand where you are spending it. And the goal is not to be busy. The goal is to be productive, right? As CEOs, we want to systematize the plans. But first, before we do that, we have to know where we're spending the time, right? And so do this exercise. It's like what nutritionists do when they have their, when you're about to start a diet program or you're about to start a nutrition plan or start a workout, they tell you to log everything. Because you don't realize all the things that you're actually consuming, right? And so it's important for us as CEOs to do this time tracking. It's super, super crucial. Later on, I'm going to teach you how we can do this into, here, somebody wants to see the planner again. You can go to ceoschool.co and receive that, but don't worry about that till later. You're going to get the worksheets today and just do the time audit. You don't need anything fancy at all, okay? Do your time audit. And our goal is to make sure that we're productive with our time. And how we're going to ensure that we're productive with our time is needle movers. As a CEO, your job is to be working on the greatest needle movers that are going to actually, like it says, move the needle in your business, right? The goal is to actually take that project map that we outline and say, how are we going to get to all? We're going to take it one step at a time. We're going to work on one major project at a time. And within those projects, we're going to have needle movers. Within that time audit that we say that we did, we're going to take a look at it and see what actions can we batch? What actions are the most important? What is actually going to take for us to get to that next level? Here, I'm talking about launching a podcast as an example. When I first launched this as a needle mover in 2020, I was like, I knew that I was tired of showing up on all these Instagram lives. I needed to have a place to reach my audience, right? I needed to have a scalable system for my teachings, the podcast was absolutely the right way to do it. It didn't just happen overnight. There was a plan that was created, right? And the needle movers, we outlined what were the most critical tasks of that project. And that is what we worked on. It was important that I find an editor because I don't have the time to outsource, right? So that's a task that we need to delegate. I knew that I needed to create the show. That was really important to me. And now that's not a needle mover anymore because we're already in season six. We're about to go into season six. And so, but that was a needle mover essentially to make sure that we had the creative direction of the show, that we had the guest list, and that we had a way to ensure that we were scaling that guest list. Because guess what? You're going to run out of friends, right? So you want to find a way to systematize and scale that. Lastly, it was important for me to track my time because for all of my impact projects, I don't have enough time. I am an active CEO. Stacks is my active role. I spend 50 hours. It is my full-time job. No matter what the internet shows, I am dedicated to that business and taking that to its next level. So I knew I only had 10 hours a week, and that's still crazy, right? But I was tracking my time religiously to figure out what I could do to scale. The result, we now have a top 100 podcast. A top one. Last week it ranked at 77. We're like literally every week we're climbing the charts because of all of you, right? It's now taken us 3 years. It didn't happen overnight, but we have the most unbelievable systems in place. Guess what? I actually batch all the content, right? And so there is an entire system in place that it is so easy for me to spend the time and get it done. But to the outside world and to our business, the whole business operates, right? Without me breaking. And guess what? I don't show up for everything. I only do the most important tasks. And so secret number seven, as a CEO, you have to figure out what you need to do, what you need to delegate, and what you need to delete. You have heard me say this every single time, but I want to remind you that you are the CEO of your life. So act accordingly. You've all given me your affirmations that you're a CEO, you're a CEO, you're a CEO. So it's time you start fucking acting like one. Okay, it's time for us to figure out where are the most important tasks. Once you do your time audit, right? What things can you actually batch? What can you systematize and what can you simplify? Most importantly, what can you get rid of? What can you delete that doesn't even add value to your overall goals that you were outlining for your business or for your life? So it's so important for us to figure out what this do, delegate, delete is. Now, the way I'm going to help you do that in the time audit is to determine of all the tasks that you wrote down, right? And you can have your team participate along. So if you have a VA, you have an admin, you have a couple team members, you have 10 team members, you have 30 team members. You can also have them follow through along these exercises. What is a $10 task versus the $1,000 tasks? CEOs should only be working on $1,000 tasks, not $10 tasks. And again, the values here are made up just so that you can see the disparity and difference. $10 tasks are those tasks that you can outsource. You can automate. $1,000 tasks are the ones that I can't automate, right? So for the podcast example, that's me actually showing up to host the podcast. I can delegate everything else. I can, as soon as I'm done with the show, it can go into an automated workflow directly to my editor. The podcast can get edited. Somebody else can upload it into Spotify and iTunes and write up the show notes. All of those tasks can be delegated. But the $1,000 task no one can replace is actually me showing up to do the show. So I want to show you the difference. What are your $1,000 tasks onto that time audit? What you will find, and I guarantee it, is that you have way too many $10 tasks on your day-to-day. And that is where we're going to go on to tomorrow. We're going to talk about scaling. And the way that we scale is going to be through systems, through people, processes, and profits. Lastly, it's so important you start saying no. People want to say no, but it's really, 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 really hard to do. It is literally the hardest thing to do. But you're a CEO now. You have to get your shit together. You have to stay focused and aligned on the goals to have it all, right? How bad do you actually want it? Because if you want it really bad and you want to put in the work and all of these things are aligned, then you have to say no to everything else that isn't that. Now, I'm not saying we're not going to have fun. I'm not saying you're never going out. Look at my life. I do it all. I'm doing all the things, but I'm saying no to what doesn't move the needle for me. And that's what I want to show you. And how we do that is secret number 8, solid systems, right? I know, tell me if you're here for my systems playbook, because I know you are. I know that's all you want. I'm going to give it to you, right? Today, you're going to get a workbook. We got to put in some work before the systems won't make sense if we don't do the pre-work. I promise. That's why when you're in college, this is school, right? This is class. This is university for CEOs. When you go through university, you go through your prerequisite classes. You don't just become a doctor. You have to go to pre-med, right? You have to learn biology. You have to learn anatomy. You have to go through that to become an expert. And so before I just throw my systems to playbook, it's not going to make sense until we put in the work. So who is committed? Let me know. Are you committed to doing the work? Lisa Piercy is committed to doing the work. Julie Rivera is committed to doing the work. Aliza is prepared to do the work. Andisa is prepared to do the work. Bonnie is here for the systems and is ready to do the work, right? But systems are what are going to help you scale. The magic of systems is to claim back your time and to standardize a way that you do things. We call it an SOP. And trust me, we're going to learn so much about SOPs. I'm going to throw fancy words at you like center of excellence. You're literally going to level up here. But you got to trust the process, okay? We're going to pick one piece at a time. There's no magic wand that's going to sit here and completely systematize your business immediately. Tomorrow, I'm going to share a story with you on how my business completely broke down. And what I will tell you is what got you from zero to whatever your sales are is not going to get you from that next level to five figures or five figures to six figures. And those that are already there can tell you that what got them from five to six figures is not what got them from six to seven figures and beyond, right? And it's supposed to break, but we're going to build. Okay. So this next week, so this time audit that we're going to do, look at those tasks, determine the frequency, create a schedule, and let's, the most like simple thing we can do to create systems, here's a simple system, is just time blocking, right? Time blocking allows you to get into your deepest state of flow for work. And this week, we're not going to change it today, but I want you to start looking at your time in that way. Time is our most important commodity. And once we know what to do with our time, we can delegate clearly, right? Sometimes people are like, I need help. I'm doing everything in my business. But have you actually worked on your business to know what tasks are the ones that we need to start delegating off? And then there's the playbook on how to delegate effectively, right? How many of us have felt I've hired this person or I've contracted this thing out or I have a team member and they just don't get it? We as women fall into this trap all the time. All the time, we fall into the trap that nobody can do it as good as us. Guess what? That's a fucking lie. That, yes, they can. If you provide the right systems for them to do it, they will do the job better than you. And you have to believe that as CEO. As CEO, I am not the smartest person in the room, right? As CEO, we're supposed to be generalists. Then what we do is we get specialists, right? To help us as a generalist. That is the part that we have to do is delegate effectively and clearly. And almost through with the lessons, the secret number 9 is that hard work is the shortcut. I can't delete that for you. I can't delegate that for you. That is the part you do have to do. It does take work. Businesses that are built for scale, businesses that achieve that next level of success, actually put in the work. It takes time. Give yourself grace. You're doing an amazing job and it's going to be hard, right? But hard work is okay. It's okay to get a little dirty. And I might get canceled on the internet pretty soon for talking about hard work, but I'm not going to stop because it does take the work. I'm not saying that we don't work smart. I'm not saying that we do busy work. We're focused on the right needle movers. But for those entrepreneurs that want to have that next level of success, it's all about putting in the work to do so. So I'm going to challenge you. You are right now, tell me if you're working on the business or in the business. I guarantee you you're working in the business all the time. And that's where most of your feelings of hard work come in. It's those late nights. It's that burnt out. It's important for you to work on the business. And that's what we're going to do over the next several weeks, hopefully, but at least over the next 4 days to help you work on the business because that is the shortcut. It's important for you to, once you figure out what those priorities are, to actually schedule in those priorities and stay focused. It's important for you to create those needle-moving tasks to actually check off the list, not an endless to-do list. Lastly, it's about actually setting the right goals. And for me, it's so important that you actually set no more than 3 big goals. So for your business and for this next quarter, I want you to only set 3 major goals, whether that's a revenue goal, whether it's a product goal, whether it's a launch goal of like a podcast or a media channel that you don't have, whether it's hiring the team members. 3 goals are what you cannot focus on more than that. And so 3 goals, and here's another fun video. I was telling my team, like, it's really helped that I've documented like the last 7 years of my entrepreneurial experience, because there's a video somewhere of something, and that's me doing 2021 planning last year. So here we have that. Amazing. I'm going to take a sip. Secret number 10. This is my most favorite. I'm going to myth bust the internet. It doesn't get easier. It doesn't. But you get better. That's it. I'm not saying today's easier. This is like the craziest week of my fucking life. But I get better at it. I become less stressed about it. I have the right systems in place for it. You get better. There's going to be so much shit that comes your way, whether it's angry customers, partners, a product breaking down, something that's not even in your control that's going to take place in your business. Someone's going to get fired. Someone's going to leave. You're going to have an angry troll on the internet. You're going to have somebody steal your information. There's so much stuff an entrepreneur goes through. The life of an entrepreneur is a roller coaster. We've all seen that chart, right? The highest of highs and the lowest of lows. But you get better at it. And it does. It's fun. If you make it all about the journey, it is fun, right? And you get so good at it. And that's what's addicting, right? People are like, why do you keep doing it? Because it's a fucking high, right? It is so amazing. It's like the world's greatest high. To put your mind to something and see that result, right? This is a type A in all of us. This is why all of you are here. You crave this. You want it. It's not just about the money, right? Money is a component of it. Financial freedom is amazing. But that's a byproduct. What you want is freedom, freedom of time. You want that high of accomplishing it. You want that chip on your shoulder to say, I fucking did it. I said I was going to do it. I'm going to do it better. I'm going to beat my competitors. I'm going to be number one. That's why we're all here. And that's pretty fucking cool. That is a CEO. That's that passion. That's the why. And lastly, knowing your why is literally the most important thing, because as I said, shit's going to get fucking hard. And the thing that's going to get you out of bed through the last 10 years has been my why. And your why can evolve. I want to share with you my why. I want to empower my team and women in business to achieve their own definition of success. That has become my why. The reason I show up for Stacks and I do all of the shit that I do, I have plenty of success. I don't need to work another day. I choose to work. I choose to take this company to the next level. It's my baby that I birthed. And there's 300 incredible humans that I support that I love so fucking dearly. They're my why. Because of my experience and all the things that I've gone through, I know there needs to be a better world out here. I see it every day. I see the sexism. I see the racism. I see their ageism. I see the underrepresentation, the underestimation, and representation does matter. And I want to inspire every woman that I can with my experience so that she can have the greatest life that she's decided on her own definition, not someone else's. That's my why. It's pretty fucking powerful. That's why I can't quit, even on a bad day. I show up every single day. Because you know what? Even when it's hard, that why gets me out of bed. I want to ask you, what gets you out of bed? Why do you want this so bad? Over the next 3 days, we're going to get you there. We're going to create the systems and playbooks. It's going to take work over the next quarter. I'm going to do the work with you. But I can't be your why. I can't get you out of, I can give you the playbooks. But you have to have that willingness to show up. Tell me why you show up. Why do you want this? I love these whys. Leah's why is about increasing impact in skincare. Pamela's is to change the landscape of leadership. Your whys have to be powerful to get you out of bed. All my stacks team is here. I love you guys. By the way, I'm totally heading to the board meeting in 5 minutes right now. Plane is ready. Okay. Valerie wants to create systematic change with business to create a healthier community and social system. These are big whys. So women in small towns know that they can achieve big things too. Yes, they can. We all can. Because and Keto wants to be the force of good. Make money and do good in the world. And that is truly what success also brings, right? It helps you achieve a bigger impact. I have been told countless times by male executives, male people, like everyone, investors, bankers, and they believe that it's about ego. I've talked to you about this. It hurts because it's not about ego. If it was about ego, I'd be done. It's about the more impact that I can make. If I reach a broader community, the more impact we can make together. It's about change. And change doesn't matter to them because they're happy in what the world looks like. I'm not happy with the way the world looks like. And that's why I have to show up. Even if it's sacrificing my own personal craziness and documenting the last 7 years of my life and the next seven to come. But that's my why. So the bonus secret is to know your why. Okay. And if you're not there yet, and I really want you to think hard about this why. Okay. We're going to do the workbook. Okay. And you're going to get that today. So we're almost there. We have 2-3 minutes left. And you're going to get an entire workbook here if you've registered. And if you're watching this from other channels like Facebook and you haven't registered, you have to register to get the workbook. So link is in bio. Make sure you're registered so you can get the right emails from us and our team through the week, okay? So I'm not going to do a full recap, but you deserve to have it all. You need to claim back your time. It's all about systems. Tomorrow, we're going to deep dive into systems, people, profit, and process. And do not underestimate your why. You need to understand your why. Put the questions into the chat bot. My team is going to be collecting them. And on day three, I'm going to sit here and do open Q&A. Laura, can I have a voice break?
I'm here, Sanera. Amazing. Sanera, thank you so much. Folks, I'm going to take over here and talk a little bit about our scholarship contest. We are so, so excited for this. The team and I got together and we just talked about how can we really sweeten the deal, make it the most amazing experience for you all here. And so we have put together an incredible, incredible prize package. You can win access to our new program, the CEO School program, which is going to be starting very soon. You'll hear all the details next week. We will share details, but we really want you to be all in this week. We promise details will come. The CEO School program is all about taking you from entrepreneur to CEO. It's an 8-week container where you get to work with Sanera. And we wanted to bring this in because representation does matter. It does matter that we get more women into the boardroom and to CEO level. And so we wanted to create a scholarship where you could actually win the experience to work with Sanera. So we're super excited. And not only that, you get 1 year in the club, which is our membership, where you just get access to fireside chats, masterclasses, an incredible community, literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of female entrepreneurs just like you all over the world. This is something new. We have an event coming up in September. We are crazy excited for this one. You're going to get a VIP ticket. So we will be releasing details of that later on. So much love in the chat for this. The club is amazing. You're so right. And a 20-minute one-on-one session with Sanera. This is just a container for you to just have success this year, but we wanted to give you some one-on-one time. Believe me, working with Sanera, this is golden time. It's difficult to get. So this is an incredible prize. So how do you win? Well, first, I want to let you know there's actually two amazing ways for you to win. One is you can win a hot seat this week. So on Wednesday, we're hosting our hot seat sessions. We have 3 hot seats available to you, around 10, 15 minutes long. But there's something you've got to do. One is show up to our session tomorrow. You've got to share your light bulb moments. Let us know what are those things that really got you excited about this journey. What was your insights? We just want you to prove that you've actually been here and doing the work. So 1 of 3 hot seats. So there's that chance to win. But also, if you do the work from workshop 2 tomorrow, you can win our amazing scholarship. It's a prize package worth over $7,000. All you've got to do to enter is go over to theceoschool.co/win. That is our contest page. And you've got to go into the group to share your light bulb moments. The post should be live now. If it's not, join the group. It should be there. We want you to share your light bulb moments from today. Come back tomorrow. Do the same. Once you've done workshop one and two tasks, you can apply for the hot seat for day three and then submit your work from workshop two. We've got some amazing things on scalability. Submit that work and then you will be in a chance of winning that amazing prize package. So we are super, super excited, aren't we, Sunira?
I'm so pumped. And yes, these are real hot seats. These are not recorded. We're just wanting to make sure that more people get more out of this experience. And so lots of great opportunities. Go to coschool.co to win through this experience. And what's coming tomorrow? Okay, so before y'all hop off, before I have to go, literally, I tell you the plane is ready, the jet is fired up, I have to run, but tomorrow, for literally schedule in the time, noon tomorrow EST, is the playbook on scalability. Your power is in the right place, your mind is in the right place, you have your why, you've done your gratitude, you've done the homework, you've downloaded the workbook. Tomorrow, we are coming to fucking play and to win. Right? And we're going to do scalability. 10x scalability is tomorrow's workshop. We're going to talk about systems. We're going to talk about people. We're going to talk about process. We're going to talk about profits. So here it is. Download the workbook. Here is your treat for tonight. theceoschool.co/workbook. It's all yours. All right? It's all yours. Make sure you screenshot this and screen grab this. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Today was so incredible. I feel so fired up, so inspired by each and every single one of you in the room. I hope you can feel my heart. I can feel yours. And I'm just so ready to take each and every single one of you from entrepreneur to CEO. You have made the commitment to me. I will see you tomorrow at noon Eastern, and we will go through scalability tomorrow. Make sure you do the work. Make sure you work on the mindset tonight. It's going to be an epic week. Share your love on social. I am literally, that's what I'm going to do as soon as I get on the plane. I will be reviewing board notes, Sal. Don't worry. So I got my board notes right here. I'm going to ready to color, deliver my Q1 board meeting. Wish me luck. Send me energy. And I love you guys. I will see you tomorrow. Sunira's out. Mwah.